the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Too hot, you can take it off.
Hey, good morning.
The way you move your body, got me no
7:15, Brock Hunter.
So sexy.
Yeah. All right, simmer down a little, John. Going crazy
in
here.
He's loud. Yeah. Let him be loud. That's who he is.
Cripes. You always get mad at me for being loud.
I know, but you're just, well, I guess you are both loud, but it's little John. He carries around a gas can. He's always drunk. I guess you're always drunk, too.
Yeah, I carry around a gas can. I'm always drunk. Little John and I are pretty much the same guy.
See, you're filling up your mini bike with a gas can. He's drinking out of it.
I do a little drinking out of there, too.
Do you? That's not good, dude. You got actual gas in yours.
Do a little huffing out of that tank. Come on, we get to the same place. Nothing wrong with that. Anyway, you said
put
the
gas can down. You're dangerous. It's and don't start the bonfire with gas either, Brock.
Don't be such a pussy. When did you become such a Nancy?
Sorry, do
look,
it.
I'm gonna huff a little gas. I'm gonna pour it on the fire, and I'm gonna light that thing. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
What happened to those eyebrows?
It didn't need them anyways. Didn't it? Just draw them on. All right, we got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. You know what? Your wife just messaged me and said, you're like little John. You're probably the same height. All right. Good for you. All right. You got her going on it now, too?
Damn.
You got her on it now,
my
too?
My wife's protection to that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
I bet that hurts.
Yeah. Good for you.
Damn.
Good for you.
Damn
you,
pants.
You know, you and your wife can. Yeah. All right. Look, I'll be honest. I didn't even really want to do Morning Dump today because obviously there's breaking news. The loss of comedy legend Norm MacDonald. Mm. He died at the age of 61 yesterday after a 10-year-long battle with cancer. The crazy thing is hardly anybody knew. He only told like a handful of friends and family.
It was wild. Is he joked a lot about his doctor and being at the doctor.
Yeah.
But you just never kind of like put the two and two together. Like, yeah, why are you at the doctor all the time? Yeah. He never really talked about it.
I'm going to let Norm do the talking for himself because we could sit here and just discuss what a legend he was. Obviously, he was on SNL. He was the host of the Update gig for 4 years.
Just one of those special celebrities.
Yeah.
I think to you and I, is you know, there's certain celebrities you just like, man, I grew up with that.
Yeah.
I grew up with
that. Yeah, it really bummed me out when I read that last night. So, like I said, we're going to miss you, Norm. You are a legend. You were one of a kind. I have two things I want to play. I do have a montage from a Weekend Update, and also I'm going to play a shortened version of his infamous moth joke from Conan O'Brien. So, in honor of Norm MacDonald, enjoy.
Hi, I'm Norm MacDonald, and this is the news. Well, this coming Monday is Oscar night, and three films, The English Patient, Secrets and Lies, and Shine, are locked in a tight race in the category Best Picture There's Not a Chance in Hell I Will Ever See. In his book, O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you. That's probably Oprah Winfrey's longtime boyfriend, Stedman Graham, has written a new book called You Can Make It Happen, a 9-step plan for success. Step number one, become Oprah Winfrey's boyfriend. Last week in Cleveland, the rock group Crosby, Stills, and Nash was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In addition, a special Lifetime Achievement Award was presented to David Crosby's liver. Okay, folks, that's the news. Have a good thing.
His delivery was just second to none. Second to none.
Not a lot of comedians like him. It's that dry comedy, and his timing is impeccable.
And that's something you can't teach. You can't teach. And here is a shortened version of his infamous moth joke. And the reason this really is, I almost hate playing the short version because the reason it's super funny to me anyways is that he goes on, the original one is over 3 minutes long. And the so anyway, just enjoy the shortened version. It's still fantastic, even in a tighter version.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office. Mm-hmm. Podiatrist's office says, "What's the problem?" And the moth says, "What's the problem? Where do I begin, man?" As I go to work at night, I sometimes wake up and I turn to some old lady, a lady that I once loved, Doc. I don't know where to turn to. My youngest, Alexandria, she fell in the cold of last year. The cold took her down, as it did many of us. And my other boy, I no longer love him. As much as it pains me to say, when I look in his eyes, all I see is the same cowardice that I catch when I take a glimpse of my own face in the mirror. He says, "Doc, sometimes I feel like a spider, even though I'm a moth, just barely hanging on to my web with an everlasting fire underneath me." The doctor says, "Moth, man, you're troubled. But you should be seeing a psychiatrist. Why on earth did you come here?" And then the moth said, "Because the light was on."
I mean, and that was a three-minute joke. He did a three-minute buildup for the punchline to be about a moth attracted to a light. I mean, that's just, you don't get any better. You don't. So it was heartbreaking to hear. And Norm, we love you, and we're going to miss you. And I think you mentioned this earlier, Hunter. If you've never seen Dirty Work, if you want to learn... You have to. If you've never seen anything else from Norm Macdonald, or you never see anything else again, watch Dirty Work and you'll be a fan for life.
It's just full of his comedy. If you've not seen that movie, do yourself a favor today. Dirty Work. Watch it. It's one of the greatest.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, I don't even think I'm going to sully this with anything else. Norm Macdonald is going to take up the entire morning dump this morning because I there's nothing you and I could do that would be as close to being as funny as that man. So we'll just wrap it up for this one. And we'll
Rest
be back with
peace.
More. Rest in peace, man. We're going to miss you, Norm. That is your Morning Dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 106.